This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Today, the Texas Education Agency released a list of 400 low-income schools statewide that earned top honors for performance and progress. 25 were in Dallas, more than any other district. That news arrived a day before the Dallas School Board once again debates the future of Superintendent Mike Miles. Here's why tomorrow's decision, 8 days before an election that could reshape the board, may be the opponent's last chance to oust Miles. Observers say this time around, he really could be at risk. Mike Miles has survived an independent investigation, the departure of several top cabinet members, and a no-confidence vote by the school board last year. He apologized and promised improvements, all while continuing his reforms. Board member Joyce Foreman, reached on a noisy cell phone, isn't buying in. She says Miles is bad for the district.
We just have to look at the churn of the principals and teachers, the dissatisfaction of teachers.
Under Miles, there have also been more Dallas schools with the lowest state ratings than ever before. After a scandal swept through his human resources department, Foreman and two other trustees called a meeting to question him. It wasn't scheduled until after the May 9th election, when more pro-Miles trustees might get elected. So Foreman and the others sued. This week, they won. Friday's meeting is the result.
It's been a very tumultuous 2.5 years under Mr. Miles' leadership.
That's Rena Honey, who heads the largest teacher group in town.
Educators are not afraid of change, but it has to be something that they're a part of and that they understand, and something that's not done to them.
Honey wanted Miles out a year ago. She argues his teacher evaluation plan threatens longtime instructors, morale is down, and the district's in flux.
Stability is needed, but we've not had stability in the 2.5 years that Mr. Miles has been at the head of the district. The teacher turnover, the employee turnover, the administrative staff turnover.
A district insider tells KERA Miles' future here really is at risk. Dallas Mayor Rawlings, former Mayor Tom Leppert, and almost every sitting Dallas council member sent trustees a letter of support. Two education nonprofits defended him, and the superintendent himself talked to KERA.
I go to schools all the time. I see teachers doing the hard work. I see kids learning. I see principals improving their abilities to lead schools. Change, by its nature, may be unstable, but there hasn't been a lot of change, at least from the district level, of what has to happen in the classroom.
Children at Risk, a statewide education nonprofit, says Miles' changes are working.
Some children who historically have not been doing well are doing significantly better than expected.
Children at Risk CEO Bob Sanborn says a few years ago, only one low-income Dallas elementary school earned his organization's gold ribbon. This year, that's up to 25, the most of any district in Texas.
They are improving in districts where there are superintendents who are reformers. They're not caretakers. They're being proactive. They're showing leadership. They're not always popular, but we're seeing significant improvement among some of the children that we really want to see a positive future for.
Sanborn knows the superintendent's job is at stake tomorrow. For education to get better, he says schools need reform and districts need reformers like Mike Miles. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.